Define metrics and measurement processes. As mentioned elsewhere, it is important to select KPIs and metrics that illustrate the effectiveness of the supply chain processes post-transformation. However, another set of KPIs and metrics must be selected, metrics that measure the progress and success of the transformation project itself. KPI/metric selection and use is crucial to important project monitoring and feedback processes, which provide feedback to key stakeholders on project performance compared to the initial projections. Monitoring and feedback mechanisms must be prioritized and properly supported so that they can enable the project manager to anticipate issues, implement solutions, and monitor for overlooked issues. These metrics should look at many different areas, including overall project progress compared to the schedule, overall project performance against baseline budget/resource projections, individual process/project progress against baseline process/milestone schedules, number of change requests and number of approved changes. These may change the baselines or rejected changes. Project benefits realization, performance of project team members against expectations. Metrics must be quantified, even when difficult to do so, so that they can be compared to control thresholds. Specific quantified measures may include morale and engagement of the project team, component delivery or milestone completion rates, date of initial benefit realization for sub-processes compared to targeted date, value of incremental benefits to date, for example, hours saved, profit or market share increases, productivity improvements realized, program and or sub-process costs to date, communication timeliness, team morale/commitment, often quantified via survey, determining measurement processes. Of course, part of the process of goal definition and metric selection is determining how these metrics will be monitored. Metrics review meetings may take place frequently for sub-processes so that issues can be identified quickly and escalated as necessary, with higher-level reviews scheduled on a less frequent, though still regular, schedule. Other methods include the use of dashboards to increase visibility across the project and to key stakeholders and assigning oversight and monitoring responsibilities to specific members of the project team.